This is the second hour of the 9 to Noon Show on Highland Radio, and you're very welcome along. You can make contact with the show, of course, 086 60 25000 for your texts or WhatsApp messages. You can call us on 074 91 25000, 0035 374 91 25000 if you want to call us. And Shannon and Carlin taking your calls. Carlin producing, of course, as always, as well. You can also email comments at highlandradio.com, or you can use our social media channels at Highland Radio on X and Highland Hub on Facebook. Just a very important message I want to relay to you, and it's that Paul McLaughlin, the gardener at Balladurg Garden Centre, will be in studio later on taking all of your garden questions. So if you have any questions about the garden, Paul will be here, and Paul's knowledge is always spot on. So Paul will be coming to us a little bit later. Caller says, could you please wish my aunt Edie McDermott from Murlock in Lifford a very happy 90th birthday today? Happy to do so. Have a very happy birthday, Edie. And that's from Paul and Catherine in Lifford. There was a lot of discussion over the past couple of days and last week as well about the minimum wage. And a caller says, anyone in business knows that increasing the minimum wage does not make anyone better off. Everything else has to go up with it. I said when the minimum wage came in that it wouldn't be long until the factories, the likes of Unify, Fruit of the Loom, Lena Models and many more leave the country. That's what happened. Increasing the minimum wage just causes more inflation. Just look back at history. There is no point in giving a shop attendant more wages and having to put the price of groceries up to pay for it. The government needs to look at other ways. What we need to look at is reducing the cost of living and not increasing wages to pay for it. We are just making our country more expensive. A lot of talk last week about Dennis Donaldson and his murder in Glenties in 2006. Caller says, and this is an email that came through to us on comments at highlandradio.com. A decade ago, I called by my cousin's house on the road from Fintown to Glenties and accidentally found out that Dennis Donaldson had been killed just a short distance away. Last week, you interviewed a solicitor representing the Donaldson family. There is the most fundamental issue at play here, and that issue is the legitimacy of the Irish government. The assassination on Irish soil of Dennis Donaldson from Belfast under international law constituted a war crime. The action by the Irish Justice Minister denying a judge lead review 18 years after Donaldson's murder this week constitutes perverting the administration of justice. The inquest into the Donaldson murder has now been delayed for a record 27th time. The Gardaí have refused to give the Donaldson family a journal he'd been writing in the weeks before he was killed, citing national security concerns and therefore perverting the administration of justice, with the Justice Minister now sweeping Dennis Donaldson's murder under the carpet, and with the murder having been committed by a UK intelligence body quite apparently in Ireland. We now have an authoritarian-style democracy intent on both repressing the truth from seeing the light of day and destroying the rule of law by the action of its very own Justice Minister. The Irish government needs to resign in shame over its collusion in covering up the Dennis Donaldson murder. The Irish government simply cannot claim legal and or moral legitimacy any longer, and this, therefore, is an illegitimate regime. The murder of Dennis Donaldson committed by a UK intelligence body. So says the caller. Now, this is a nice one. This came into us last week on Friday. Please can I say something to a lovely listener? His name is Wilson. He listens to Highland Radio every day from 10 a.m. I met Wilson last week when my car broke down at Kernan's in Drumkeen. He's an absolute gentleman. He helped me move my car so it wasn't obstructing the petrol pumps and stayed with me and offered any help he could, including a lift back home in Letterkenny, which would have been out of his way. He was compassionate and supportive to me, a complete stranger to him, and I was very stressed. Wilson didn't leave my side for 45 minutes until help arrived for me and I got a safe lift home. He again helped me move the car further and we had great chats. I'd like to apologise to Wilson for referring to him as Wilson the Volleyball from the Tom Hanks film Cast Away, and thanks Wilson for your good sense of humour with this and for laughing at my attempts to fix my car by following the guidance of a YouTube video. Thank you for the laughs. The world needs more good people like Wilson. He's an absolute gentleman and salt of the earth. I wish Wilson only the best in the world and to wish him good luck and good health with his future plans that we spoke of before we said goodbye. Thank you, Wilson, from a very grateful Jane. I love messages like this. I really love them. Because what these messages show is that for all the ill and for all the bad in the world, there are still good people out there and there is still good in the world. There's a singer called Beth Ditto from a band called The Gossip, and they have a song called Standing in the Way of Control. And if you ever watch the live version in the middle of the song, she always starts shouting a phrase that I love. The phrase is, there's more of us than there are of them. There's more of us than there are of them. And I think, you know, there are more good people out there than there are bad. And Wilson, you epitomise that. Thank you very much indeed. It's a Tuesday. It's 10:15.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 91-26025.
And delighted to say that we're joined in studio this morning by Garda Gráinne Doherty. Gráinne, good morning.
Good morning, Donal.
It is a not the nicest of days out there now at this stage. You were saying to us it's starting to pour down with a vengeance.
We're well used to it at this stage.
We are indeed. Gráinne, a few things to get through on the slot this morning. And obviously, if anyone can be of help with these investigations, that would be more than appreciated. We're starting at Burnfoot.
Yes. This is in relation to a road traffic collision. So Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to a single vehicle collision. It occurred at Ballydoreau, Burnfoot, quite close to the stables there, on Thursday the 15th of August, in and around 9:55pm to 10pm. Three people were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital following this collision to receive treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. We're asking anybody who may have witnessed the collision, who Gardaí have not yet spoken to please get in contact with us. We're appealing to any road users with a dash cam who travelled between the area of Sapa and Muff and Ballydoreau and Burnfoot between 9:30pm and 10pm on that date to make contact with us. Any relevant information can be passed to Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540.
And another incident on the roads, this time outside Letterkenny at the weekend.
Yeah, another single vehicle collision. Actually, this one happened at Rashidug, New Mills, in the early hours of Saturday the 17th of August, in around 1:04am. A vehicle collided with a wall at that location. So the vehicle was travelling between Glenswilly and New Mills on a back road when this collision occurred. The driver was uninjured and the passenger received serious but non-life-threatening injuries. We're appealing to anybody who may have travelled within that area, again with a dash cam, to make contact with Gardaí. And if anybody witnessed this collision, we would like to speak to them also, and we'd ask them to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100.
A number of burglaries being investigated across the county, and we're starting way down south in Ballyshannon.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate again, like last week and the week before, you know, we're starting to see an increase again in these types of incidents. It's unfortunate. Gardaí and Ballyshannon are investigating this one. This burglary occurred at a holiday home in the area of Dromosk, Ballintra, between Monday the 29th of July and Wednesday the 14th of August. This was only recently discovered and reported to Gardaí. So the door of the property was forced open, entry was gained, and a variety of items were stolen from within. It's usually, you usually hear, you know, cash, things like that being stolen, but in this instance, car keys, chainsaws, rugs, alcohol, gardening equipment, crystal, quite a variety of items were stolen. We're appealing to anybody who may have observed any type of suspicious activity or vehicles in that area during that time frame to make contact with Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530, and the Garda Confidential line can be contacted on 1800 666 111, and that line can be contacted in relation to any of our appeals today.
Staying close to Ballyshannon this time, we're going to Rosnaula.
Yes, this burglary occurred at a premises in Rosnaula in the car park there near the beach. Between midnight and 9am on Sunday morning, the 18th of August, a number of wetsuits and ear defenders were stolen from the premises. Entry was gained after a padlock was broken on a storage unit. The wetsuits were, thankfully, they were recovered in Sligo later that day, and they had been abandoned there at the roadside. We're appealing to anybody who may have been in the area of Rosnaula car park, or within that general area of the beach, or within Rosnaula itself, and who had a dash cam between Saturday night and Sunday morning past, to make contact with Gardaí. If anybody observed any suspicious vehicles, in particular vans, in the Rosnaula area on that date, please make Gardaí aware of this. And again, any relevant information can be passed to Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530.
Travelling up now toward Kilmacrenan, Ballycairn, Kilmacrenan, and a burglary there at some point last week.
Yeah, a burglary occurred at Ballycairn, Kilmacrenan, between 6pm on Sunday the 11th of August and 8pm on Sunday the 18th of August. So the burglary occurred at the site of a house build. So there was a chain that was padlocked at the entrance to this site. The chain was cut and entry was gained, and a number of items were stolen. We're currently compiling a list of everything that was stolen, but we know that a cement mixer and a power washer have definitely been stolen from there. So we're appealing again to anybody who may have observed suspicious activity or vehicles in that area between those dates to make contact with Gardaí in Milford on 915 3060 or the Garda confidential line again.
We don't very often get incidents on our offshore islands, but this week we do have one on Inishbofin.
We do, yeah, and it's quite an unfortunate incident. You know, it's an unusual one, all right. Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to an incident of criminal damage. This occurred at the community hall on Inishbofin Island, there, Meanlara, Garda Hark. It occurred between 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 17th of August, and midday, Monday, the 19th of August, so just the weekend gone by there. A number of stained glass church windows, they were being stored within the hall, and they were smashed between those times. And the public have, you know, the public would have access to the hall. So it's a very recent incident, and we're asking residents in that area just to have a think back and recall if they observed any sort of suspicious activity in and around the community hall there on Inishbofin between those dates, or if they can offer any relevant information to us, to please contact Gardaí in Milford on 915 3060.
Heading to Letterkenny now, and the theft of a car.
Yes, so this car was stolen from Parkview Drive, Letterkenny, on Tuesday the 13th of August between 10:40 p.m. and midnight. And it was found in and around midnight in the area of Gartley Abandoned there. The rear passenger tyre of the car had been damaged. The car in question is a Silverado with a partial registration of 08D. So we're appealing to anybody who may have observed this car being driven within Parkview Drive or being driven and abandoned a short time later in Gartley between those times to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100.
Another vehicle theft, but this time a quad.
Yes, this incident happened in the area of Ballylennon, St Johnson, on Saturday the 17th of August in around 2 p.m. A quad was stolen from a shed, that location. It was driven a short distance down the road and abandoned there. Damage was caused to the front tyre off the quad. We're appealing to anybody again who may have observed any activity in that area that seemed untoward, or who may have any relevant information, to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167100.
Now, Alfie, the detector dog, has been busy around about Donegal, and people, a number of people I know, have been asking Gardaí about Alfie and what Alfie is and what Alfie is doing, and you've a bit of information about Alfie so we can get to know Alfie better.
We do, and we actually, we had a post on our Facebook page of not that long ago, actually, a few weeks ago, about Alfie, the detector dog, so, and it'll appear on our Facebook page again later today. So members of the public may have seen Alfie at checkpoints across the division, across the Donegal division over the weekend. So Alfie is a detector dog, and he's with the Revenue Customs Service. Along with his handler, Alfie assisted our divisional drugs unit with checkpoints and searches throughout the weekend as part of Operation Tara. As part of this operation, 10 people were detected in possession of controlled drugs. One male was arrested and interviewed on suspicion of cultivating cannabis. He was interviewed and released pending analysis of the seized items and submission of a file to the DPP. A second male was arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving after failing to stop for Gardaí. Cocaine and cannabis with a market value of €3,150 was also seized during the operation. We're asking anybody who may have information in relation to the sale and supply of controlled drugs to contact the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit in confidence on 9167100 or, as always, the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111 or any Garda station.
Now, some questions that came into us last week, and one of them is an issue that crops up on a fairly regular basis, and sometimes you see number plates on cars and, you know, they look rather strange. But there is a very specific legal format that number plates must follow.
There is, yeah. So bear with me now. I'll just run through the format of the number plates here. It's not too lengthy. So there are, as you said, there's strict rules about the format, dimensions and technical specifications of vehicle registration plates that are displayed on vehicles. The main requirements in relation to the format of the vehicle registration plate is the registration number. This consists of numbers and letters. It must be in black and it must be on a white reflective background. The name of the county of registration must be in Irish or Askaliga, for example, Ballyahaclea. The EU flag and the letters IRL must be placed on the left-hand side of the plate. The flag shows 12 gold stars in a circle with the letters IRL and white underneath. And all on a blue reflective background, sorry. No other numbers, letters or marks should appear on your registration plate. They must be fixed to the front and rear of your vehicle and be clearly visible at all times. And at this time of year especially, we see cars, you know, especially with that weather, you know, cars may be muddy. And just please, we would ask people also to ensure that their number plates are visible. Go out, give them an odd wipe, you know, make sure that they're clear and visible at all times. If you're towing a trailer or caravan, a duplicate of the registration plate must be fixed to the back of the trailer or caravan. And if anybody would like to see just an example of, you know, a legal and acceptable registration plate, they can visit www.citizensinformation.ie and you can view them there.
Caller asks, when stopped at a checkpoint, what ID do I have to provide to the Gardaí?
Well, if you're stopped at a checkpoint, the only ID really that you would be likely to produce is your driving licence. So Gardaí are entitled to demand production of this if you're the driver of the vehicle at the roadside at a checkpoint.
And should you carry your licence with you at all times? I know, I mean, in the past it was a matter of produce your driving licence at a Garda station within 10 days. Is there now a law that says, look, you should have your driver licence with you at all times, well, or does the 10-day thing still hold?
Yeah, well, really and truly, it's advisable that you should have your driver licence with you at all times. But then in saying that, we can, you know, we do, when we demand production of a driving licence at the roadside and you don't have it there, we then give you 10 days and you're asked which station do you want to produce your driving licence at. So you will have that 10-day grace period then to produce your driving licence at a station of your choice.
But the reality now is driver's licence are now credit cards sized cards, so they're in our wallets, they're in the back of our phones. We are most likely carrying them with us
exactly,
anyway.
They're
not the old unwieldy ones that we used to have.
There's no real excuse, I suppose, really, not to have your drive. You have your bank card with you, and as you say, it's the same format, same size as that. So really, everybody should have their driving license with them.
Yeah, well, I know mine's in the wallet, in the pocket, along with everything else. Caller says, and this is an interesting one. I live beside a group of people, and there's absolutely no issue with them, but their behaviour walking on the narrow road in the area leaves a lot to be desired. How do I anonymously request a Garda to call to them regarding road safety? Obviously, caller just concerned that these people may be walking in a way that they perceive as being dangerous, and maybe they just need a bit of a reminder. What should the caller do?
Yeah, and you know, I think this is lovely. I thought it was lovely to read that question because I thought it was lovely to see, you know, a bit of community concern, but a community. It's nice to see, you know, and I'm sure these people too will appreciate the fact that the concern has been shown for them and for their safety. And I would advise this caller, contact your local district headquarters, you know, Letterkenny here, if that's their local headquarters. They can be contacted 9167100, Buncrana 9320540, Milford 9153060, or Ballyshannon 071-985-8530. They can call, look, if they can give us a ring, and they can speak to a Garda member there. In relation to their concerns, they can request to remain anonymous. There's absolutely no issue there. And the Garda will be more than happy to call out to these people and to offer them advice in relation to road safety. So there's no issue there at all. And in fact, just when we're on that topic, we're going to hopefully now get more reflective vests in the next couple of weeks or so. It's getting into that time of year now. The evenings are starting to fall, and we're going to I'll mention it here anyway, whenever we have them in stock, just let people know that they can call to the station for them.
And just a reminder to the people that when we say the Milford district, that now encompasses what used to be the Dentys district. So Milford stretches right out towards the Rosses, Gwydor, Clonhilly, Hornhead, etc. All of that is encompassed by Milford.
Yeah, well, do you know what? You can ring any Garda station anyway, and we can pass the message on to the local Garda. Yeah.
Now, text alert groups, and they're a very, very important sort of part of the fabric of security in the county. There's a meeting taking place tomorrow night, Wednesday, August 21st, in Letterkenny for the groups.
Yeah, so we have 12 text alert groups within the Letterkenny district. So we're holding a meeting for those groups in the Station House Hotel tomorrow night, Wednesday the 21st, and it starts at 7 p.m. Light refreshments will be served, and everybody is more than welcome to attend. So we have sent out messages to the groups by email already, but just to issue a wee reminder about it, you know, and we're hoping for a good turnout.
And again, as you said earlier, the nights are starting to close in. So, you know, as the nights close in, there's also maybe the risk of more theft or whatever taking place at night. There's more cover of darkness now. Important that people are keeping an eye out.
And we will have our crime prevention officer also, Sergeant Fergus McGrory. He'll be at the meeting also to say a few words. So if people would like to meet him as well, like, they're welcome to come along.
Now, there's been a lot of open days being held by the emergency services, and I know you've been yourself personally involved in quite a few of them. Another one taking place this coming weekend in Bundoran.
Yeah, weather permitting, I'm sure. But you know, the RNLI and Emergency Services Open Day, this is taking place on Sunday the 25th of August between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. at Bundoran RNLI Life Boat Station at West End, Bundoran. There's going to be displays there by the RNLA, the Ambulance Service and Garda Síochána, Bundoran Fire Service and more. And it's going to be a great day out for all the family. We're looking forward to taking part and we're hoping for that, you know, people will come along. Now, weather dependent, as I said, you know, it's hard to plan any sort of event in that weather the past few weeks or months. But hopefully the weather will play ball, the sun will come out and we're looking forward to a good day at it.
And there's been quite a few very successful ones recently. I see the front pages of the papers. I see your beaming face crop up from time to time, which is wonderful to see.
It's not often described as a beaming face, but thanks, Donal.
Oh, you're welcome, Grania. and that's it for now from our Community Garda information slot. Grania Doherty, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Next Tuesday at 10:15. This will go up on our website, of course, after the programme. It'll go up on the Garda Síochána Facebook page as well. And of course, you can listen back to the whole show via YouTube, via Facebook, or it'll be podcast on our webpage within an hour of the show finishing. But for now, Garda Grania Doherty, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Donal.
And you're welcome to the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio. And we're going to go to our next guest who is joining us on Zoom, Councillor Micheál Cullum Ó Glasbeg. Micheál, imagine you are.
By the way, the journal, and well, it's not really in West Donegal anyway, but the rain.
Have you been on the water or are you heading
moment,
there?
But sure.
Have you been on the water or are you heading out?
No, I'm actually down here meeting with senior engineer staff and the company who's only after putting in the pontoon. So we're walking, looking at the pontoon here. One week we've just got a big just walking to them. And as the man one time says, it's better to be walking than not just talking.
Absolutely, absolutely indeed. But you're here to speak to us about traffic on the R251, the back of Errigal Road, as we would call it, particularly near the foot of Errigal Mountain. Hugely popular mountain in terms of walking, in terms of climbing. There is a car park there, but that car park is very often at capacity. And as a result, there are serious concerns over parking on that road. It's a thing we've discussed, and I've heard many discussions on it in the Dentys MD chamber in Dunloe, and it's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, look, the first thing I'd like to say is I want to give massive, massive recognition to the Costa Farbrook and Wuhia and the wider Wuhia community who have invested into this over many, many years, and their patience is unbelievable. I'd like to give also a strong recognition to our community development section within Corlichonda Gunungal, because I'm often in here on Ray Island scowling them and given out, but there has to be recognition, and also to Idris and all the other stakeholders that had participated in this very, very long journey. So first and foremost, it's important to give that recognition to those who have got us to where we are today. And yes, there are problems. This is why I'm on radio today to discuss it, but more so to discuss the email that I received from one of my constituents, Christopher. He'll probably be mad with me for naming him, but Christopher, a local businessman who runs a very successful kayaking club. So if anybody finds himself in West Donegal looking to go out kayaking with professionals, he's certainly the person to hook up with. But Christopher found himself, like many of us in West Donegal and those maybe travelling from Letchkennel, Gujigador, on busy days when the mountain is really, really busy, and the cars on both sides of the roads. Now, there's two reasons. Now, the car park is blocked off now at the moment because the part of the mountain that was washed away has been fixed up. And Grimila Mahiga, thanks very much to Ian, to his staff, to Spot, local lads, and Martin, who are working on the mountain with them. But this time, so because the car park is closed off due to place for materials, and I think the helicopter will be coming very shortly, and I know that people are quite excited to see that again. But the problem is that there's cars parked on both sides of the road. And I don't believe as a local councillor that that's acceptable in any shape or form. And I know these things take time, but when Christopher rang me the other day, and I'm not exaggerating this for the sake of it for the radio, I'm straight up front about this, he was absolutely shaking on the phone. Christopher nearly wiped out a couple of children coming down that road. Christopher, as I was saying to somebody in the council earlier on today, because we were discussing it, somebody I know well who's a very slow, careful, considerate driver. He's not somebody that speeds. So the speed that he would have been going at would have been appropriate for the amount of traffic on that road. And unfortunately, three kids, for whatever reason, kids being kids, decided to run on the side of the road. And it was pure luck that Christopher and I, or maybe me and you, aren't having a different conversation. He pulled in immediately. He rang me because he wasn't sure who else to ring. And he was absolutely shaken. Just the thought of how that story could have ended up. I've been in contact with the council back and forth for a long time over this year, and has others. I have asked that we've put some measures in place. And yes, there are four signs put up, one on the Dunluce side and one on Lochaganiff side, but I don't believe that to be adequate. I think that's just basic covering themselves. And I'm not trying to dismiss anything, anybody here for doing that work. But I do think we need to do more. Now, there is a consultation process starting very shortly. There is a consultation process starting very shortly for the wider Dunluce community. And again, it just shows you the fantastic work that's been done in that area by the committee, along with others. But a part of that consultation, there is specifically a traffic management company going to be part of that process to hear what we, us locals, have to say in terms of how we manage the traffic. There are a lot of thoughts. You hear a lot of people talking about widening, or not widening, but making the car park play space bigger, putting more car parking on the side of the road. There's other discussions around, do we start at Inis Cuislocha and Dunluce? So do we start in the village and then the walk up? Do we transport people up and down? And the reason for the consultation clearly is to hear what the wider community has to say and how their proposals can be put forward. But in the interim time, because that's going to take time, again, walking and talking, there's a difference and both are needed. I think there has to be some measures put in place. There has to be put measures in place. Myself personally, because I'm in and out that road a couple of times a week, I move to the middle of the road. I put on my hazards. I drive at a speed that you nearly jog faster, and it slows traffic down. I think in the interim, there has to be something put in the interest of health and safety.
Are we talking about an expansion of the car park? Are we talking about widening the road? I mean, we know there's been a lot of discussion and there's been a lot of talk about the need for investment, both in terms of Errigal and Muckish as well, to recognise the fact that so many more people are walking, so many more people are climbing, so many more people are using the area. As you said, the ongoing works at Errigal with the helicopter and replacing the path are causing an extra pressure at Errigal at the moment. But this is also a long-term issue, and we can't lose sight of that. Is there any word, and we know there's been discussion at council level about the need for funding and the need for investment to allow the council to do something comprehensive? I mean, are we any closer to that happening?
No, I just think, and I'm no engineer, and I'm conscious also that it's possible that the council road engineers will be listening to this. But here's my thought, for all it's worth, is that I think that we could have put in a number of short-term ramps, heavily signage, heavily road markings, ramps in between that kind of red zone, if you would like to call it, until we find the long-term solution. Now, once the busy season is over, them ramps can be easily removed. We're talking about saving somebody being seriously injured or worse. And I think, and we hear this discussion, especially this time of year, an awful lot, that something has to happen. We see lorries as well, and I'm not blaming the lorry drivers, but you do often see lorry drivers coming on that road, not conscious that there's a mountain in front of them where there's a heavy parking on both sides of the road, and you see them coming in, their speed. You see other people coming in who aren't just strangers, are locals as well, and it's not expecting it, some knowing it, but just drive on. Please slow down. People are walking there. Are we unhappy that there are cars parked on the other side of the road? Of course we are, but they have no other choice until we find that long-term solution. But in the interim, I think heavy road markings, signage, there's an argument about signage. Does signage work? Does it not work? But signage is up now. There's four of them up there. I think that more road markings. I think that just for a period during the busy spells to put in ramps that will slow cars and lorries and buses right down, because the concern is that something's going to happen. And again, for those that are going on to the mountain as well, you have responsibility for yourselves, for those that you bring with you, if that's children or not. You have responsibility to make sure that traffic isn't coming, and to make sure that you cross that road very safely. And what I find is that you get a lot of people, they're coming off the mountain, they're exhausted after coming off the mountain, some of them, if they're as unfit as I am, and they're not so conscious of the traffic, and they're walking across willy-nilly, and their car doors are opened, and they're running about. There is a concern that something could happen here, Donal.
Yeah. We've seen video as to the extent of the issue, and you've sent us a video with cars on both sides of the road, and that's just a normal occurrence. That wasn't an especially busy day. That was just an ordinary day, and the cars are on both sides. It's great to see the facilities being used. It's great to see the facilities being popular. It's wonderful to see Errigal taking the place it deserves in the importance of this county, but it does need to be tempered, and we do need to keep that road safety issue. A lot of it's going to go down onto the individual motorists as well. And is it a matter of, do people need to think, if they're driving past and there's cars all over the place, maybe just keep going, go to Dunluce instead, go into Gwydor instead, go to the Rosses instead, go wherever and come back another time perhaps. But don't add to the problem.
There's an issue with speed. We are under a speed review now very shortly. It looks like that the speed's going to come down, say, from 80 to 60 kilometres, 50 to 30 and that there. And personally, I'm supporting that. But I had a meeting there in Dunluce, a number of meetings over this last month or so in Dunluce itself, in the village, one of the most picturesque villages there is. But from the survey that we've done, as Corley Hyundai Gwynnegal, and thanks to the local engineers for that, is that you're talking about 70, 80% of people aren't adhering to the speed limits. This is a village where people live. So if they're not adhering to it within the village itself, I'm guaranteeing you now they're not adhering to it anywhere near the mountain where there's car in the park at the Yehi with them all over, where cars on both sides of the road. So there is an onus on drivers. Of course, there always is road users. We're talking about a time where we're very conscious of road safety, with the unfortunate road deaths both in the six counties and the Free State, and people need to take huge responsibility. But I just think that we know the mountain is busy during these periods. We know when them periods are, and heavy road markings, what temporary ramps, I think could be of huge benefit. Absolutely.
Stay with us, Micheál. Joined on line one by Sarah, who is a cyclist and was cycling in the vicinity of Errigal a short time ago. Sarah, tell us your experience.
Well, when I was cycling up to near to where the car park was, there was just lines of cars on both sides of the road. And you just see people getting out of the car and not really checking if there was anything coming up or down the road while they were getting out of the car or crossing the road and all that.
And what a lot of people don't seem to realise, particularly visitors, I suppose, is that back of Errigal Road, that is the main road between Letterkenny and West Donegal. That is a busy road. It's not a national road, it's not an N road, but it is a very busy road, and it would be regarded by many as the main road between, say, Letterkenny and West Donegal, Gwydor, and so on.
Yeah, it would be classed as the main road. I'm not too sure what the speed limit of it is, but yeah, you would get people just coming at the right limit coming down the road. But for anybody crossing the road or anybody with kids crossing the road, you would worry that a wee kid could just run out in front of a car.
Absolutely.
To cross the road kind of thing.
And from what Micheál said to us there, that's exactly what happened. The person that wrote to him, I mean, they wrote in and they rang him in a state of distress, because they came really close to hitting three children. And, you know, that's going to be the nightmare for any driver.
Yeah. Oh, it would be.
Sarah, thanks very much indeed.
Ramps on the road would be ideal for that certain area, just to get people to slow down. Yeah.
It's an interesting one. Joined on line two as well. And Sarah, thank you very much indeed. Owen is with us on line two. And Owen, you believe that the facilities for those using the mountain need to be enhanced?
Well, without a doubt, I think it's time. With the amount of people that goes up the mountain now, it's time that there was the likes of a visitor centre there where people could have, if they came off the mountain wet, they could go and change their clothes and have a toilet facility. Because there's no proper toilets, and it takes people about 2 or 3 hours to go up and down the mountain.
Micheál, that issue of a visitor centre, now I know there's going to be eyebrows raised by some at the prospect of putting up buildings in that particular area because its ruggedness in and the landscape is part of its attraction. Is that something that the council is looking into?
Well, look, I'm not trying to dismiss what Owen's saying, far from it, because we're on here to discuss specifically about road safety and health and safety, and Owen, I'm genuinely not taking away from the important issue that you have raised, but we are here to talk about the health and safety of the roads. So I'll finish on this one. Sorry, excuse me.
Micheál, if you go down the country and you go to certain mountains down the country and certain facilities for that, which is in mountainous areas too, there's nice buildings that's blended into the environment. And they're not a hindrance to the area. They're only an asset to the area. And the same could be done there at the bottom of Vericle too.
I'm to be very clear about here, I'm not disagreeing with you whatsoever. It's just, I was just pointing out the fact that we're here to talk about not facilities, but about health and safety in roads. And just, I suppose the point is, there is a consultation happening at the moment. I do believe that there are certain facilities, especially around toilets and water and the likes of that there. But we need to be also conscious is that the people of Wichita, I think that decision has to be not fully, but mostly with them and how they want to see their community, because it's them that lives there. It's their community. It's their land, and how that has to be developed. And hopefully yourself, like many others, will engage with the consultation. I think could be happening in a number of weeks, maybe a month or two. And around about September, that process, and when it opens up, that people will come to the public meetings that hopefully will be held and online and all the other ways that they engage with the public. But going back to the road issue, and Sarah, fair play to you, because if you're cycling right on up that mountain, you're a hell of a lot fitter than I certainly am. And you're right, they are, and I watch cyclists and I watch road users regularly, and there are people who just swing up the door open as if they were parked in a big car park, not expecting cars to come. We live in a very, very beautiful part of the county. West Donegal is just absolutely, and yes, I am biased, is stunning. When you look at what we have in Glenveagh, we have the island community, we have the coastal community, we have the Dunluce itself, you know, we have Inis Cosloha, you have one of the nicest rural bars that there is in Ireland there, if anybody's ever passing and for a wee drink and a conversation with Micheál. There's so much that is happening in West Donegal, but we need to be very conscious of those who live there, and we need to be very conscious of the heavy traffic at the mountain. And I'm just suggesting that I'd like to see something put in place in the interim until there's a long-term solution found.
And Owen, I'm sure you'll take part in that consultation and let the council know your views, because I know you're not the first person to sort of speak about the need for enhanced facilities in the area of Errigal, and there is so much could be done. Obviously, it's going to have to be done with a very clear and focused eye toward the environment and not to do anything. And I know the last thing you would want to do, Owen, would be to in any way disrupt or compromise the beauty of that environment. But certainly, Owen, it's an important point and maybe a discussion for another day. But thank you very much indeed, Owen, for your contribution, and thanks to Sarah as well. And Micheál, thanks to you indeed. It's an important one. As I said, it's one that's been discussed several times in the Dentist's MD chamber in Dunloe, and I'm sure we'll have more discussions on it in the weeks and months to come. But for now, Councillor Micheál Scullam, thank you very much indeed. Gary Marcus.
Good morning, Michael Fligelier. Good morning, Tanish.
Salam, Micheál.